Entrepreneurs in Action, working with thousands of young people, introducing them to the world of business through a range of innovative and engaging programs. And with thousands of young people currently taking exams and preparing to finish school, we're going to take a look at some of the different options that they have. Welcome to the show, Derek.
Good afternoon, Hannah.
Thanks very much for being with us. So tell us a little bit about your background and how and why you started Entrepreneurs in Action.
Background is one of those children who got kicked out of school at 16, or should say after leave school at 16, and managed to talk my way into college, and from there I went on to fulfill some of my ambitions, which was leaving school to become a trader. And so I went into the city and also became an international athlete. And I think having worked in the city and competed internationally as a triple jumper, for me, I was one of those children who didn't do brilliantly at school but had a really strong mindset around being competitive. And having left school and gone into the city and the world of investment banking, and also combined that with a sporting career as a triple jumper, I've been really interested in how can we actually empower young people to fulfill their potential by getting them to get their self-belief systems up and running, and a real focus around the economic outputs of that. So whether that's being a sports person, whether that's setting up your own business, etc. You know, how do we get young people to actually fulfill their individual economic potential?
I mean, you were potentially quite rare in the fact that you were ambitious as a child and you know, knew what you were, competitive. But I think for a lot of kids, if they're, you know, told that they're not very good at school or asked to leave school and, you know, given that impression that they're, well, yeah, not very good, then they're probably less likely to want to go for it and start their own business and make things happen because they feel a bit worthless.
I think it swings around about. The key point of education in view is to give young people the best life chance possible. And although there are some people who feel like that, I think the majority of young people are leaving with an element of hope and some ambition to fulfil some career potential. I think the challenge that we face with the education system as it stands is that there's a huge focus around academic qualifications. And some of the points you raised earlier in that question, it's around building the additional skills for those young people to build their confidence and self-belief. And, you know, things for me was, you know, around a sport, but for other people it could be engaging with business at an earlier stage, which raises young people's confidence and their aspirations of what they can and cannot do.
And how do you go about doing that, do you think?
Well, what we do, we run programs which primarily connect education and business. So we try and take the child from the classroom and literally stick them in the boardroom of major businesses, presenting and working on major business challenges. So we've been running that a classroom to boardroom program for about 7-8 years now, very effectively in taking young people who don't necessarily have an interest in business, but having them working on a real business problem and working with our team of skilled coaches to actually really pull out all those issues around confidence and self-belief. But most importantly, connecting education and business in a way that you can see them, how they connect. And by seeing that connection when you're presenting to senior exec boardroom, really building a sense of confidence in the young person and starting to shape, you know, their potential opportunities.
Yeah, I can see how that would be really beneficial for the young people to experience that. I can imagine it can be interesting for the people who are running the business, though, because they're going to have to be, you know, they're going to need sort of extra people there for training, are they?
Yeah, they are, and also for a lot of business, they get a different perspective on some of the real challenges that they face, and that's been really, really well received by a number of businesses that we've worked with, both in the UK and internationally. And also, I think it gives them a different perception around the face of talent. If you're having children that don't necessarily represent the workforce that you're recruiting coming in and actually solving quite complex challenges that you've put as you're facing in your business. So I think that's also really good in terms of helping them to identify and engage with different sorts of talent.
So what do you think?